Catholics might be crazy. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Cross, the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. And I think perhaps someone seeing from the outside could look at us and say, "You people are crazy. You're celebrating the instrument of death of the Lord." It would almost be like saying the exaltation of the guillotine. We're going to celebrate the guillotine because our Lord died on it. It's a powerful reminder that the cross is a mystery and it's a sign for us. A sign that there is something deeper. Hopefully we realize that we're not crazy. Maybe we're a little crazy, but as Catholics, there's something deeper. We're not just masochists. It's not that we like seeing suffering and we like seeing Jesus on the cross. No, there's something much, much deeper. There's a meaning behind the cross, and that's why we venerate. It's a meaning that's revealed in love. And first, I'd like to take a look at the cross itself. I read something the other day that was fascinating, and I've been pondering it. And what it said is that in the universe, wood is more precious than gold or diamonds. That as far as we know, we are the only planet that has wood on it. And there could be entire planets made of gold or diamonds, just because of the metal or the chemical compounds that are there that are present in the universe. But wood is a precious commodity. It's something that we see so often around us that we take it for granted. And I think there's a parallel there too between the wood of the cross in our lives and eternity. Here on this earth, there is suffering. There are difficulties. There are moments of cross in our lives. There's the presence of this wood that's very present here on this earth, but in eternity will no longer be. We have this opportunity in eternity. We'll have the joy, the fullness of joy, this gold, these diamonds, these precious things in abundance. But here on earth, we have this precious opportunity to walk with Christ and carry our crosses. And what scares us about the cross is our fear of death. Death is one of our greatest fears, and is perhaps the sum of all fears. There's a scene in a movie that I know some of you will recognize. I feel like I'm starting to date myself when I cite these movies sometimes. Star Wars. Hopefully everyone's heard a little bit about Star Wars. The sixth movie, episode six, seven, I think it is, Return of the Jedi. Luke Skywalker. The Empire has built up this Death Star. And Luke, together with the rebels, have this mission to destroy it. They've gotten the plans for the Death Star. And all they have to do is this incredibly complicated task of flying into the center of the Death Star and shooting its core, and it'll explode. So the whole movie is this build-up to this moment when Luke Skywalker deftly flies his X-Wing fighter, and he's flying through the inner chambers of the Death Star, and they're following him, and he makes it into the center, shoots his shot, explodes the core, and then comes flying out with flames behind him and destroys the Death Star. I'm sure that George Lucas took a hint from Christianity on this. Jesus in the cross faces our greatest fear. He enters into the depths of death. He goes into its very core. And there in the center of death explodes the bomb of love. He brings love into the core of death and suffering, and it can't resist. It crumbles. It falls apart. And I think what we fear the most regarding death is a loss of our identity. We fear that when we die, there's this instinct that we don't want to be lost for eternity. And I think many of the other fears, if not all of the other fears that we experience in our lives, surround this. They have to do with something having to do with our identity. Why are we afraid of getting kicked out of a friends group, or being ostracized, or not being accepted at work and in our families and social settings? We are afraid of losing our identity, and in losing our identity, in dying. I had an experience a number of months ago, I think it was around Christmas time. I was walking through Midtown, and I walked past, I think it was a Sephora shop, makeup, and there was a poster out there, and it had two people on it, heavily makeup, and the phrase said, "United in our love for vintage fashion and in our identity by." Like, okay, interesting. So I continue walking, had a couple of different things to do around town. And probably 2 hours later, I almost stopped in my tracks and it hit me. The difference between our Catholic Christian foundation of identity and the identity that the world is inviting people to have. And what I realized is that we live in a world that denies God. And in that world, you have to give yourself your identity. You have to look to it, or look for it, from within. That you have to give it to yourself. You have to decide, and you have all of the weight upon you to decide who you are. Whereas our Christian vision, we are children. Our identity, who we are, yes, is something we have to discover, but first and foremost, it's a gift. And as we look at the cross and we hear this gospel passage that God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And that phrase is beautiful, but it's also disturbing. It's disturbing because the Father has given his son. And for a long time, I wrestled with that. What does it mean that God gave his son? How could he ask him to do what he did on the cross? How could he ask him to confront death? And what I started to realize is that what the Father was able to save the Son from was not the cross and death that would eventually come in the resurrection. But what he allowed the Son to do is to be able to face all of the crosses, all of the challenges, all of the difficulties, all of the suffering of humanity, and not lose his identity as a son. And that is powerful. That's what God's love does. It affirms us that we are beloved sons and daughters of the Father. That is a gift that no one and nothing, not even death, can take away. And that's the power of the cross. That Jesus transformed what we saw at the beginning, this crazy thing, this horrible way to die that the Romans had invented. And he goes even into the depths of that and changes it around and takes his identity as a son into those depths of suffering and transforms it. He turns the cross from an instrument of torture into a self-gift of love. And that's the invitation for each one of us. We will inevitably face difficulties and sufferings in our life. But the way that we confront that, and the identity that we confront that from, as Catholics, as Christians, is totally different. We can go through anything in this life knowing that we are beloved sons and daughters of a Father. Now, I would like to finish just with an image. There's a beautiful painting by El Greco in the Metropolitan Art Museum. And it's Jesus carrying his cross. Afterwards, after Mass, you can pull out your phones and look it up. And I would invite you, as you do that, leaving you a little bit of homework for today, look up that image, El Greco, Christ carrying the cross. And as you look into Jesus' eyes, that are eyes that are looking up, looking towards the Father, that have this glisten of tears on them, and you can see in Christ a suffering, but you also see a hope. And that is the hope that he came to bring to us, so that whatever we may face in life, we may face it knowing that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son out of love for us.